AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Three people have been arrested in Belgium, three more in Turkey, as part of the investigation into the Paris attacks that left 130 people dead, hundreds more injured. AP's Angela Charlton reports from Paris that the French government has extended its ban on demonstrations and large gatherings.
The country is still on high alert after deadly attacks a week ago. The ban's being extended because of continued concerns and a nationwide state of emergency that's also been extended. There are especially big concerns because a week from tomorrow, more than 100 heads of state, including Barack Obama, are expected in Paris for a major UN climate conference.
The U.S. Embassy in Belgium has advised Americans in that country to shelter in place, remain at home, after local authorities warned the threat of a terrorist attack in Brussels area is serious and imminent. Malian police and troops are looking for more than three suspects in the assault on a hotel that killed 20 people plus two assailants. AP's Robbie Corey-Boulet reports that a state of emergency has also been declared.
Last night, the president arrived from a security summit in Chaves. He convened an emergency cabinet meeting and then addressed the nation, announcing a 10-day state of emergency beginning Friday night at midnight, and also 3 days of national mourning that will begin on Monday.
First snow brings a number of wrecks. William Kobe tells WHO-TV he watched the driver in front of him lose control.
She started fishtailing and hit the curb, and when she hit the curb, she overcorrected and flipped our car onto her top here. First thing I did was pulled over and jumped out of the car to help her. It's the only right thing to do.
A foot and a half of snow has fallen in southeastern South Dakota, a half foot or more common in Iowa. The storm has moved into southern Wisconsin, northern Illinois, and Indiana. Some 250 flights have been canceled into and out of Chicago O'Hare this morning. This is AP Radio News. Ford workers have a new four-year union contract. Diane Kepley with details.
Ford's rank-and-file union members have narrowly approved the contract, which raises wages for all workers and gradually eliminates a system under which newer workers are paid less than more veteran ones. It also promises bonuses of more than $10,000 per worker this year and annual profit-sharing checks and other bonuses in the other years of the contract. There was some concern the workers might reject this pact after some workers said the union didn't push hard enough to win back things they had lost in previous agreements. Ford was the last to the Detroit automakers to win approval for its contract with the UAW. The contracts with the Detroit automakers cover about 142,000 workers. I'm Diane Kepley.
In college football today, number one Clemson plays Wake Forest. Number two Ohio State faces a tough test in number nine Michigan State. A pair of Big 12 showdowns today between fourth-ranked Oklahoma State and number 10 Baylor, and number seven Oklahoma taking on number 11 TCU. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.